Skilled Naperville gun charge lawyer. The law offices of Eric Pittman.
Facing firearm charges in Naperville, Illinois, can be a challenging experience, with potential consequences that may impact your life significantly. At the law offices of Eric Pittman, we are committed to providing a strong legal defense for those who find themselves in this difficult position.
Overview of Illinois gun laws.
One of the fundamental requirements is the possession of a firearm owner's identification, FOID, card, which is necessary to legally possess or purchase firearms or ammunition in the state. Additionally, individuals who wish to carry a concealed firearm must have a valid Illinois Concealed Carry License, CCL. The state prohibits the possession of certain types of firearms, such as machine guns and other automatic weapons, unless one is a licensed firearms dealer or law enforcement officer.
It is also illegal to own a firearm with certain modifications, such as a silencer.
These laws are subject to change and can be affected by local ordinances, which is why individuals in Naperville must be aware of both state and local regulations to ensure compliance.
Your legal rights under Illinois gun laws. The right to bear arms, Illinois perspective.
While the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution provides for the right to bear arms, Illinois law has its guidelines and restrictions to regulate this right within the state. These regulations are intended to prevent firearms from falling into the wrong hands and to reduce the risk of gun violence.
Search and seizure laws related to firearms.
The Fourth Amendment protects citizens from unreasonable searches and seizures by the government. Law enforcement officers must typically have a warrant, probable cause, or the individual's consent to conduct a search that may result in the discovery of firearms. There are, however, exceptions to this, such as during a lawful arrest, if the firearm is in plain view, or if there are exigent circumstances that justify a warrantless search.
Who is prohibited from owning a firearm in Illinois? Minors. Individuals under the age of 21 are generally not permitted to own a firearm, with the exception being that they have a sponsoring parent or guardian who is legally eligible to own a firearm themselves. Convicted felons. People who have been convicted of a felony are barred from firearm ownership.
Substance abusers. Those who are addicted to narcotics are not allowed to own firearms due to the potential risk posed by substance abuse.
Mental health restrictions.
Recent patients in a mental hospital, defined as being admitted within the past 5 years, are prohibited from owning firearms. Intellectual or developmental disabilities. Individuals with certain intellectual or developmental disabilities that may impair their ability to responsibly own and handle a firearm are prohibited.
Prisoners.
Incarcerated individuals do not have the right to firearm ownership.
Protection orders.
Persons currently under an order of protection or a restraining order related to domestic violence or stalking are prohibited from possessing firearms.
Recent violent offenders.
Those convicted of a violent crime involving the use of a firearm within the past 5 years are barred from ownership.
Domestic violence convictions.
Individuals convicted of domestic abuse, including those with misdemeanor convictions, are not eligible to own firearms.
Illegal aliens, undocumented immigrants, and certain non-immigrant visa holders are prohibited from owning firearms.
Dishonorable discharge. Military personnel who have received a dishonorable discharge are denied the right to own firearms.
Gun charges in Illinois. Unlawful use of a weapon, UUW, generally involves carrying or possessing a weapon in a situation or manner that is prohibited by law.
UUW charges in Illinois can range from a Class A misdemeanor to a Class 3 felony, depending on the circumstances of the offense.
Armed habitual criminal. This charge targets repeat offenders who continue to possess firearms after having been previously convicted of specific types of felonies.
The charge of armed habitual criminal is a Class 10 felony, which is one of the most severe felony charges under Illinois law. Aggravated discharge of a firearm. This involves the intentional or reckless discharge of a firearm in a manner that endangers or could potentially endanger the safety of others. This offense can vary between a Class 1 felony and a Class 10 felony, depending on the target of the discharge and other factors.
Unlawful possession of a weapon by a felon.
This occurs when an individual who has been previously convicted of a felony possesses a firearm or ammunition. The penalties for unlawful possession of a firearm by a felon can vary based on the individual's criminal history and the specific circumstances of the case.
Special considerations in gun charge cases.
Gun charges involving minors. Illinois law takes a stern approach to gun charges involving minors, whether the minor is in possession of a gun or an adult is found providing a firearm to a minor.
Some of the special considerations include
1. Age restrictions. Illinois requires individuals to be at least 21 years old to possess a handgun and 18 years old for other firearms, provided they have a valid FOID card.
2.
Adult responsibility. Adults who provide firearms to minors can face severe penalties, especially if the minor uses the firearm in a crime. The adult can be charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor or other more serious offenses.
3. Safe storage laws. Illinois requires gun owners to securely store firearms to prevent access by minors under 14 years old.
Failure to do so can result in charges if a minor gains access to a firearm and causes injury or death.
4.
Enhanced penalties. Gun charges involving minors can attract enhanced penalties, such as mandatory minimum sentences or increased fines.
Firearm charges and domestic violence.
Firearm charges that intersect with domestic violence are treated with heightened severity in Illinois due to the increased risk of harm.
1. Firearm surrender.
Individuals who are subject to an order of protection in domestic violence cases are required to surrender their firearms and FOID card.
2.
Prohibited possession. Under federal law, individuals convicted of domestic violence misdemeanors or subject to certain protective orders are prohibited from possessing firearms altogether.
3.
Mandatory reporting. Illinois law mandates that healthcare providers report to local law enforcement any treatment of injuries caused by firearms, which can have implications for domestic violence cases.
4.
Enhanced sentencing. Convictions involving firearms in the context of domestic violence may lead to enhanced sentencing, which can include longer prison terms and higher fines.
Building a strong defense strategy.
A powerful defense can impact the outcome of the case, potentially resulting in reduced charges, lesser penalties, or even a complete dismissal.
1. Analyzing the evidence against you. This process involves a meticulous review of the prosecution's case, including police reports, witness statements, forensic analyses, and any other evidence that may be used against you.
2. Crafting legal arguments for gun charge defense. Developing compelling legal arguments is critical to an effective defense.
In Illinois, defenses to gun charges might include
lack of possession, arguing that the defendant did not actually or constructively possess the firearm, valid ownership, providing evidence of a valid FOID card or CCL if the charge involves illegal possession or carrying of a gun, self-defense, asserting that the defendant used the firearm in a lawful act of self-defense or defense of others,
unlawful search and seizure, challenging the legality of the police conduct if the firearm was discovered during an illegal search.
3. Dismissing unjust or unfounded charges. A successful motion will involve demonstrating to the court that the charges are unfounded or that there has been a significant legal error or rights violation that undermines the prosecution's case.
4. Plea bargain strategies for gun charges. Plea bargaining involves negotiating with the prosecution for lesser charges or reduced sentencing in exchange for a guilty plea. Tailored legal assistance and quality defense from the law offices of Eric Pittman.
If you've been charged with firearm offenses in Naperville, Illinois, the path ahead can seem daunting. At the law offices of Eric Pittman, we understand the gravity of your situation and are ready to provide you with the knowledgeable legal representation you deserve. With a focus on personalized defense strategies, we analyze every detail of your case, from the initial charges to the evidence presented. Don't face these charges alone. Contact the law offices of Eric Pittman at 630-308-0068 for a consultation, and let us navigate the complexities of your case together, fighting for a resolution that respects your rights and your future.